of God. Amen. Praise God. To bring us to the place that He has appointed for us. Amen. Praise God. That place of life and that place of blessing, that place of deliverance in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jews, amen. Praise God, tells us, praise God, that, amen, God, amen, praise God, is able. And he points to a specific area of the ability of God in that, amen, those that he has redeemed, those that he has washed in his blood, those, praise God, that he has purchased for his own glory and for his own praise, praise God, that he is able, praise God, in spite of, amen, praise God, their humanity, in spite of their shortcomings, can you say amen, he's still able, praise God, to keep them. And he is able, praise God, not only to keep them, but to present them, amen, without fault, before the presence of his glory. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. How is it that God, amen, is able to do the things that he is able to do? Because we look on our humanity and we see ourselves, praise God, not without fault, amen, but faulted. We see ourselves faulted on every side and on every hand. And yet, amen, praise God, as many of our own faults, and we don't have to even look at nobody else. We can just look at ourselves. Can we say amen? And in spite of that, praise God, as we see so many of our own faults, amen, God dares to declare, amen, and send the word through Jude, praise God, that, amen, that I am able still to present them false,
yes, Lord.
Amen,
thank
before
you,
the presence,
yes,
of
Lord.
My glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can you say thank you,
thank
Jesus?
You,
amen.
You,
praise God. To come into the presence of God,
yes, yes,
amen,
yes,
even is a thing to be beheld and wondered,
yes, yes,
at,
yes,
because he dwells in a light that no man can approach unto. But when God get through with us, we'll be able to look on God just like he is. Amen. Because he will have done a work in us that only a God was able to do. You ought to praise God for who he is this morning. Amen. Give him glory for who he is. The times that we live in, praise God, men seek an alternative, praise God, and a way around the plan of God. Amen. They don't want to acknowledge him for who he is, and they don't want to acknowledge him for what he has done. But the greatness of God, amen, praise God, causes us to have to recognize who he is. Amen. You can't just walk past God and not recognize who he is, because his greatness, it stands out. Amen, praise God. Amen, you cannot, amen, praise God, behold the beauty of a sin-cursed world. I say beauty of a sin-cursed world. Amen, praise God, and not recognize that there is a great God and a creator. Amen, if you don't know his name, I'll tell you, it is Jesus, and his name is a exalted above every name. Amen, praise God. Men, amen, praise God, are now looking for, amen, praise God, an exit from earth. Amen, praise God. They got it in their mind that Mars is the place. Amen, praise God, that they want to terraform. That's the place they want to be. Amen, that's going to be the escape route. They feel in their mind, praise God, that this world is doomed, amen, and praise God, and they got in their mind their way out, amen, will be the planet close to us called Mars, amen. But I'm here to let you know that Jesus is the only way out. If you want to live, you're going to have God in your life. Ain't no rocket ship going to get you, amen, to the place of safety, amen, because when you get there, only men will be there, amen. But we need a God that is able to do more, praise God, than we are able to think or even ask. Amen. That's That's the nature of our God. He does abundantly more. You ought to praise him for more. Can you say amen? You ought to give him glory for more. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. When we look at, amen. Praise God. Job, as we praise God, look at our scripture lesson for today. Amen. Praise God. Job had some issues, and amen. And out of his mouth came some words without knowledge. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And while he was an upright and a perfect man and righteous, amen, there were some things that he did not know about the God that created him. Can we say amen? Amen. The thing about man is that he can do some things. Amen. Praise God. And the thing on man is that, amen, he is specific in what he's able to do. Amen. He might be able to do this well or that well, but then he can't do that. Amen. It takes another man to do that. He may be able to do that well or that well, but then he can't do that. Can you say amen? But amen, praise God. But we serve a God that's not limited in what he's able to do. And not only is man, praise God, able to do some certain things well, but guess what? He couldn't have done it without God. Lord have mercy. Amen, praise God. God is true no matter what you do. Amen, praise God. And God said, without me, you can't do nothing. Amen. He built it on the back of what God had already established. If man couldn't depend on the laws of what he called nature, amen, none of his physics would work. Can you say amen? If man couldn't depend on the order and the structure that God has in his universe, none of his science would mean anything. Can we say amen? Even as man developed, amen, praise God, machines and this, that, and the other, amen, praise God. The scientists always go back to what they call nature. Amen, praise God. Why? Because the perfect design is in nature. Amen, praise God. And so before they built an airplane, they went back to nature. Before they built a ship, they went back to nature. Before they built a submarine, they had to go to nature. Are y'all hearing me today? Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Everything that man, amen, has accomplished, amen, he has accomplished, amen, on the knowledge and on the order that God has already placed in this world. Amen, praise God. You need God, you use God every day. Yes. And while you say, I don't know nothing about God, you're working and walking and living in the environment that God has made. You ought to give him a praise. Writer of the word of God is right. It is in him that we live. It is in him that we move. It is in him that we have our being. Oh, y'all need to pray in the devil. So praise God. Job thought he knew some stuff. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. But you know how it is. God has to pull us up every now and then and remind us, amen, that I am the creator. You are the creature. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I'm the creature. But God is my creator. So praise God, as Job, amen, praise God, is dealt with by God, amen, he came to a place of knowledge, and Job confessed out of his mouth, I know that thou canst do everything. Can we say amen? Amen. We as the people of God not only need to have that confession, but we need to have that belief rooted and grounded in our spirit that our God is able. Tell your neighbor, my God is able. Doesn't matter how deep your valley, doesn't matter how high your mountain, no matter how difficult your storm, my God, he's able. Can we say amen? We gotta tell ourselves. yourself, amen, sometime in the midst of our trouble, amen, praise God, just, amen, what God can do, and on that, amen, what can God do, amen, God can do everything. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen, our God, amen, can do everything, amen, the beginning of all wisdom and knowledge and understanding is in God. Amen. The first things that he made. Amen. After he made it, God surveying his own work. Amen. Said it was good. You ought to praise him today. Tell your neighbor, God looking at what he had done. Amen. Spoke of his own work and said it was good. Y'all need to praise him today. He's able to do everything. Hallelujah. There's nothing you can think of. Amen. There's nothing that you can imagine. There's nothing you can come up with. Amen. That God cannot do. Amen. We're only able to ask out of the sphere of our knowledge. Because we don't know how to ask for what we don't know nothing about. Can you say amen? And guess what? Our knowledge sphere as compared to the knowledge of God is infinitesimal. Amen. I don't even, amen, give it credit for being that much. Can you say amen? Amen. And Job came to recognize after God asked him some questions. Can you say amen? And the basis of these questions was to Job, where were you? Can you say amen? Lord. Where were you, Job?
Yes,
when I laid the foundation of you, where were you?
Yes,
can you say amen? Amen. God is bringing Job to recognize that our sphere of knowledge is limited. Can you say amen? But our God is beyond what we know. Amen. Tell your neighbor, his ways are not my ways. Are not my thought. And the heaven is high upon the earth, so high on his ways upon my faith. There's no God like our God. And so as Job began to consider, amen, the questions that God asked him, amen, where is the treasure house for the storm, amen, for the snow, amen, where, amen, praise God, is the place of the lightning? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Where is it? Amen. If you can declare that the calves, amen, yeah, the hinds on the mountain, when they bring forth their young ones, amen, do you know where they are? Each and every one at the time that they bring forth. Can you say amen? Where were you, Job?
Yes,
when I spread out by the power of my own hand, where were you,
yes,
Job?
Lord.
If you can answer, I want you to tell me. Can you say amen?
Lord.
Amen. But there is no answer to God's wisdom. There is no answer to God's knowledge. There is no answer to God's understanding. You better praise him for who he is.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, amen. Job acknowledged.
Yes, he did.
You can do everything.
Yeah,
can you say thank you, Jesus? Now, mind you, amen, praise God, that's just a few things on the list, on the
few pages
in the book of Job. Don't think for a moment that that's everything that God did. Can you say amen? But amen, that was enough, amen, to convince Job that God can do everything. Can you say amen? And I'm submitting to you that when he brought you out of your darkness and delivered you out of your sin and brought you out of a place where nobody else could bring you from, when he lifted you from death to life, amen, you ought to realize that God can do everything. Tell your neighbor, I know he can, because he saved me. I know he can, because he brought me out. Amen. Praise God. The program, that didn't do it. Can you see that? Yes, Jesus. My friends and my buddy, that didn't do it. My money, that didn't do it. Can you see that? Yes, Jesus. But all it took, amen. Amen. Was a foolishness. Amen. Of a preacher to them that would believe. I dare you to believe. I dare you to believe. I dare you to believe. If you believe him, he can bring you up. Job said,
I know you can do anything.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. We, as the people of God, need to be able to tap into that knowledge that Job, amen, had gained by conversing with God. And God, through conversing with Job, amen, Job was able to understand that God can do everything. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. See, sometimes God, amen, have to show us. Can you say thank you, Jesus? You know how we do. Sometimes I can show you better than I can tell you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Sometimes God just got to show you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. I don't mean no harm. Sometimes God just got to show you. Can you say amen? Amen, Sarah. Amen, Saul. Stuff that was unbelievable. Can you say amen? She heard, excuse me. She heard stuff that was unbelievable. Can you say amen? Amen. Why? Because there was stuff she knew that she knew. Can you say amen? She knew how old her husband was. She knew that she knew. Can you say amen? That Abraham is about 100 years old. Can you say amen? She knew what she knew. Can you say amen? She also knew how old she was. Can you say amen? 89 going on 90. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Amen. That man is as good as dead. And I am old and I'm dried up, as it were. Can you say amen? And what she heard in the tent door seemed impossible. Can you say amen? It didn't make no logical sense. Y'all better praise him. You better give him the glory. Don't be always looking for logic. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God's word is greater than logic. Word. Ain't it a turn logic upside down? Can you say amen? You be saying, I don't know how in the world he did it, but he did it. Can you say amen? I don't know how in the world he made a way, but he made a way. Can you say thank you,
Jesus?
Sometimes that's God will just show you.
Thank
you. Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. So, God needed to know.
My God.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. And we take it too lightly.
Help, Lord.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Even our salvation.
Yes.
Even the fact that God delivered us. He delivered us from the devil's hands.
Oh, yes,
he gave us promises.
Yes, he did.
Amen. Praise God. That we might be by these powerless partakers of a divine nature. Amen. He did a work in us. Amen. Praise God. That we're going to be talking about from now to the end. So we don't have no eternity. Can you say thank you? Can you say thank you? So we're gonna be talking about this from now on. Can you say we're gonna be talking about this from now on? What the Lord has done, how he brought a miserable wreck like me out of my darkness into his marvelous light. How he loosed the chain of my bondage and set me free. How he gave me life and that more. The good news is God opened the door. He put the devil on notice. He said, look, whosoever will. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So you ain't got no excuse. It was all nailed up. Can you say amen? And he told the devil, whosoever will. So it don't matter. Drag your addiction to the God. Bring it on.
Can you say amen? Bring your hat. Can you bring it on? Bring your bondage. Bring it on. Bring your issue. Bring it on. Bring it to God.
He can do everything. Thing about God is, amen, because all things are possible with God, it means that there is nothing that is not possible. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So tell your neighbor, I serve a God of possibility. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, with God, it is possible. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So Sarah, less than God said, why did she learn? You say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes we're not
laughing. That's what we do.
Like Sarah.
I'm trying, but we laugh.
But we laugh.
That's what we do, Pastor.
What is it? We ain't taking him serious.
I'm telling you.
And you say thank you,
Jesus.
God is saying, I can.
Oh.
And you say, yeah.
That's what we say.
And God is saying, I'm able.
Yes.
And you saying, okay.
Help Lord.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
But God wants us to realize that he is God.
Yes.
And amen for you, God. And he's able to do what don't seem like he's able to do. But because he's God, he's still able to do. Why did you laugh, Sarah? Sarah denied.
Yes, she did.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Why? Because she didn't laugh out loud.
Mm-hmm. That's what we say.
Amen. But don't you know?
Yes.
When God
deals
with
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You ain't got to be out loud. Thank you, Jesus. Tell your neighbor, God ain't got to deal with you out loud. He can deal with you in your heart. He sees what's on the inside. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And amen. And Sarah denied. But he said, yeah, you laugh.
Yes.
And you say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. You know, we got our little, amen, Jesus sign up front. Can you say, thank you? But God looking at your heart. Can you say, amen? We got our love you sign up front. But God looking at your heart. Can you say, amen? Amen. Pray God, I love you, but how much? Can you say, amen? I love you, but how much? Can you say, thank you, Jesus? You love me enough. Amen. To press your way to the house of God. You love me enough to roll out your bed. You love me enough. Amen. To make a sacrifice on what you want. To give me what I want. Do you love me like that? Can you say, thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. And it ain't about what's coming off of your lips. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Amen. It's about, amen, something deeper. And so Sarah stood there and denied. Amen. God don't back up off his word. Tell your neighbor, God don't back up off his word. You ain't got to believe it. Tell your neighbor, you ain't got to believe it. A whole lot of people gonna miss heaven. But they didn't want. Can you say amen? But tell your neighbor, you ain't gotta believe it. But it ain't gonna change nothing. You ain't gotta believe it. But it ain't gonna alter the course of his word. You ain't gotta believe it. But what he has spoken, it will come to pass. So he told her, amen, praise God, Abraham, amen, and don't think Abraham didn't laugh too.
I know, that's what
we do. Can you say thank you, Jesus, amen, praise God, but he put him on notice, asking that question, is anything too hard for God? Can you say thank you, Jesus, and then he let them know about this time, amen, praise God, next year, in other words, I'm going to return to you the season of life. Can you say thank you, Jesus, and amen, and when God said, he gonna do it. He's going to do it. Can you say amen? And amen is sure enough. Amen. Praise God. A dead womb and a dead man. Amen. Brought out. Amen. A living child. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And God is just who he is. Amen. Because they named the child Isaac. And it means laughter. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Can you say amen? That very thing that you, amen, praise God, amen, we're wavering on God. Whether or not he's able to do it, he'll do it right in front of your face. Can you say amen? And then he'll put your word back in your face. Can you say amen? We just show you that I am God, and I'm able to do what I said I would do.
Yeah, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. Because he is able. Amen. Praise God. And because, amen. Praise God. He is God. The character of his ability. Amen. Praise God. Falls in these areas. Can you say thank you, Jesus? One, he does everything well.
Oh, yes.
Tell your neighbor, whatever he does. Amen. We don't have Satan.
No, he don't. No, he don't, man.
God save it. He'll save you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. He don't half step. Amen. Praise God. You ain't almost got the Holy Ghost. You got it. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. You ain't got a little bit of the Holy Ghost. No, you got it. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And when you got it, amen. Praise God. God can stir it up. Amen. You can stir it up. Can you say thank you, Jesus? You can stir it up and give him glory. Can you say you can stir it up and give him praise? You can stir it up. You can say thank you, Jesus. You can be at home in your closet. Nobody there but you. Down on your knees. Begin to give God the glory. Begin to tell him thank you. Begin to praise him for what he's already done. And if the Holy Ghost is abiding down on the inside, you're not going to hold him down. He's going to rise up and give glory. Saying, I got a river of life flowing out of me. Can you say thank you, Jesus? You better know this river you can't stop. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Amen. As Jesus, amen, stood on the day of the Feast of Tabernacle, amen, and said, if any man thirst, let him come to me. Come to me and drink. Amen. And out of his belly will flow a river of a living water. Y'all better praise him today. Tell your name. Amen. You can let it flow. If it's on the inside, you can allow it to flow. And it will bring life. Hallelujah. It will, because it is a river of living water. God, amen, praise God, is able.
Hallelujah.
So one part of what his ability is, then he can do
everything.
Amen. Praise God. So it doesn't matter. Amen. Praise God. What your problem is, God can still do
everything.
The other thing about, amen, praise God, his doing everything, when he does it, he gonna do it well.
Yeah.
And they gonna be happy.
That's
amen, some people and men's work, and we expect what they have done, and amen, a lot of times we find what they have done is not pleasing. Can you, they left this out, or they left that out, or they didn't do this, or they didn't do that. Can you say thank you, Jesus? They fail to meet our expectation. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But I'm here to let you know that God will never disappoint you. He'll never amen, leaving you feeling short of, amen, what you expected. So get ready, because heaven going to be here. Amen. It's going to be so much more than we even thought it was going to be. Can you say it's going to be so much more? Amen. You're going to be so glad you repented of your sin. You're going to be so glad you got baptized in Jesus' name. You're going to be so glad you tarried. You waited on God. You waited for God to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Speaking in other tongues, you gonna be
strong.
If we understood it in the very truth of what it is, amen. Praise God. The parable, amen. Praise God. Amen. That Jesus gave of the man that found a precious pearl in, amen, the field, and he went and sold everything. Can you say thank you, Jesus? We don't understand it. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. We want it, but we don't. We want the Holy Ghost. We want relationship with God. Amen. If you ask almost anybody, they'll tell you, "Yeah, I want to go to heaven." Can you say thank you, Jesus? Are you crazy? Yeah, I want to go to heaven. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But amen, praise God. How bad do you want it? Are you thirsting for it? Are you hungering for it? Can you say thank you, Jesus? You wanted enough to crush. your way. Amen. Praise God. To the house of God. You wanted enough to lay before God and call on his name and tell him to save you, bring you out of your darkness. You wanted enough, amen, to cut back on, amen, Sally, Susie, amen, praise God. Who else? Brenda, amen, who else? Amen, praise God. Amen, all of those other ones, can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, you love them enough to let Sam, Johnny, amen, Henry, Albert, amen, all of them, can you say thank you, Jesus? You love them enough, can you say thank you, Jesus? Yeah, I want to go to heaven. Amen. I didn't want to go so bad that I got to stop playing my numbers.
Help, Lord.
I'm still tipped there. Can you say thank you, Jesus? I want to go to heaven, but I still want to get me a hit every now and then.
Help, Lord.
I want to go to heaven. I want to be, amen, among the redeemed of the Lord. But, amen, I still got to have a drink every now and then. Amen. I ain't getting rid of my Johnny Walker. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Seagull 7. Amen. That's the wrong 7. Can you say thank you? No, that's the wrong 7. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Holding on to something. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Help, Lord.
So then we die holding on.
My God.
Amen. Praise God. But when you, amen, come down to those final hours.
Hallelujah.
That seagram ain't gonna look so good.
I'm telling you.
Amen. Praise God. As fine as Sally is.
Yes.
She ain't gonna look so good.
All right.
Come on now.
As built and cut as Henry is. Lord. He ain't gonna look so good. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Those final hours have a way to draw stuff into perspective. Can you say thank you, Jesus? When you know, praise God, that it ain't going to be but so much longer. And amen. And I got to get out of here. Amen. Praise God. Then, amen. It changes the
perspective. It does. It does.
You need a relationship with God.
Yes, Lord.
You need to have a biblical salvation. You can't be comfortable if your soul ain't well.
I'm telling you, I can't do it.
How you chilling? Amen. You chilling, man. It's cool. But wait a little while. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. Don't know if death appears as a specter to people that are, amen, praise God, getting ready to die. I don't know. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But amen, praise God. But in your spirit, amen, praise God, when you're close to death, amen, you can recognize it in your spirit.
I
know that.
I believe that.
Amen, praise God. When death is coming close, amen, praise God, and amen, praise God, and you, amen, just that far from being a goner, amen, praise God, you ain't thinking about some of the other stuff. Can I say thank you, Jesus? It has a way to bring focus into your life. And so then, praise God, what we need to do, amen, praise God, is arrive at that focus before we arrive at that point. And we need to realize how bad we need God. And amen, praise God, and the good news is, it don't matter how bad your need is, God is able. Don't matter. Amen, praise God. Amen, I don't care who gave up on you, God is still able. I don't
care
how messed up you are, God is still able. You got baggage. Why? God is still able.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my God is able. So then he's able to do exceeding. God, that's what he does.
Lord.
He goes beyond.
Yes, he does.
You come into church, amen, praise God, to give God something.
Yes.
Your life.
Yes.
And you're going to get more.
I'm telling you. Yes. Witness.
You're going to get more.
It's true, Beth.
He's going to give you eternal life.
Oh, hallelujah.
Then he's going to start opening up doors of
witness
in your
witness.
Yes. You say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're going to realize, I thought I was living before. But I didn't know what living was about.
Amen.
He does exceeding.
Yes, Lord.
He goes beyond.
Yes, Lord.
We can think.
Yes,
we are limited in our ability. Can you say thank you, Jesus? We can't even ask God but for so much. We don't know but so much. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Aren't you glad that God through the Holy Ghost can make intercession?
Hallelujah.
You don't know how to ask. You don't know what to ask for. Some stuff you would never ask for because you don't think you need it.
Right. Yes, Lord.
And God know you already, amen, the past empty on that. Can you say amen? Come on, I don't need that. Yes, you do. You the prime candidate. Yes, you do.
That's what we say,
God. Make intercession for
you.
Because you ain't smart enough to know, amen, what you need, because you, praise God, are letting the word go in and out. Amen, praise God. And you're that forgetful hearer. See your face in the mirror and it's a flash and you turn away and walk away and immediately you forgot what you saw.
My God, my God.
And you say amen.
Help, Lord.
So God works for us.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. And he does exceeding.
Hallelujah.
And abundantly.
Yes, Lord.
Above.
Hallelujah.
All that we can think. Or even imagine. So he does everything well.
Thank you.
Everything.
Hallelujah.
And amen, praise God, and he goes beyond our expectations.
Yes, he shall witness.
And amen, praise God, and he can do more for us than we can even ask him. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Yes, Lord.
And so, praise God, when we look at what God has done, you don't have to look far. You can look in your own individual life. You can see how God, amen, praise God, met the challenge of sin in your life. Can you say amen? How he brought you to him. Amen. Praise God. Out of the bondage of sin. Amen. Praise God. He brought you from, amen, the law of sin and death to a different law. To a law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. For every redeemed child of God, we've got a reason to give him praise when we open our eyes every morning. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Do you know you are redeemed? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Washed in the blood of the Lamb. If it were not for God's righteousness, where would we be? Amen. Because he's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. And you wouldn't be there except it were for, amen, the righteousness of God. Amen. Praise God. And so it is, praise God, that every morning we wake, we can give him glory. Because, amen, he brought us out of the darkness. We can praise him for, amen, the victory over sin. And amen, praise God, not only do we praise God for the victory over sin, but we praise him, and I'm closing, amen, for the victory over our humanity. You better praise him. Tell your neighbor, the flesh is contrary. Amen, it don't want to do what the word of God requires. The flesh is at a warfare. Amen, with God. Amen, but thanks be to God. He made a way. Can you say amen for us to still be victorious? You ought to give God the praise. You ought to give him the glory. Tell your neighbor, amen, I am, hallelujah, the redeemed of the Lord. And I can say like Job, I know my Redeemer, he liveth and will stand upon the earth in the latter day. Anybody know that God will stand upon this earth in the latter day? But the redeemed of the Lord can say, whom I will see for myself and not another. Tell your neighbor you need your own relationship with God. You can't get in on mama. You can't get in on daddy. You gotta get in on your own. You gotta know God for yourself. He will stand there at the latter day. But will he stand as your redeemer? Or will he stand as your condemner? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Tell God, I thank you for the privilege. I thank you for the blessing. I thank you for the privilege and the blessing of being among those that are the redeemed of the Lord. And I will see my redeemer.
Thank you, Jesus.
The thing that God,
God has done. Hallelujah.
Is worthy of us.
Thank you.
Giving him praise.
Thank you, Lord.
He does everything.
Yes, he does.
Amen. He does exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can think or ask.
Thank you.
And amen. Praise God. And in this body, the church. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
Praise God. Those have gone on before us, Old Testament saints, and those that will come after us through tribulation.
Yes,
can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you.
Will join with us. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And we give God the glory and we give God the praise. But think about it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Not only is he able to keep us from falling, but he's able to present. Can you say thank you? Amen. Praise God. I'm closing, but let me get three people right quick.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. That's two. That's three. Amen. Stand up.
Yes, Lord.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you,
amen. Praise God. And amen. All that. Amen. Praise God. She's done. All that she's been through. All of the shortcomings. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
She's being covered in the righteousness of God. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And then the Lord, praise God, will bring her.
Come on.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. Increase the Lord. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wonderful day.